And Adam Maguire is here with the business news.
Thanks, Anya. Well, one of Donald Trump's first major economic announcements following his return to the White House was the Stargate project, a $500 billion investment in artificial intelligence. Though the investment has been in the works for some time, and the money is actually coming from companies like OpenAI, Oracle, SoftBank and MGX, which is the tech investment arm of the United Arab Emirates government. It is the latest example, though, of the scale of investment going into AI and how US companies are leading the charge. To talk about this now, I'm joined in studio by Grit Young, partner and technology sector lead at EY Ireland. Just how significant, first and foremost, is the Stargate project?
Yeah, so it's a big number, obviously, but it has to be put in the wider context of the trend in the sector. And you know, when you look at the investment that's already gone in or pledged by the big tech companies, hyperscalers, and industry. I think Goldman Sachs totted it all up last summer and said it's about $1 trillion US dollars.
So that's before. So we're now at $1.5 trillion dollars
pledged. Yeah, over the next 3 to 4 years. So it is significant. But we do expect most, if not all, organizations will have to transform using this technology. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously a huge productivity gain. AI needs chips, and those chips need to be housed in data centers. Data centers need electricity, and all that's underpinned by investment in talent to build all of that. So,
yeah, as I say, this is obviously a US investment, and most of the existing investment before this was from US companies. How far behind is the EU in this, and can it catch up with this scale of investment?
So yeah, US isn't the only country heavily investing. China, UK are as well. Europe is very aware that it needs to catch up and needs to become more competitive. Mario Draghi's report certainly highlighted this. The EU has a great brand in trusted AI and data privacy, which will be really important for some of the developers, especially those that train AI on very sensitive data, such as health data. I also think the stability of the political framework of the EU and its track record will be very important to infrastructure investments investors here.
Yeah, because some would point to the regulation as being potentially a problem for the EU, that it might actually get in the way of some of the investment. Do you think it actually could be a positive?
It creates stability. And certainly the political incentives and the narrative, the fact that the EU tends to stick to its guns, whilst at the same time needing to become more agile. But the combination, I think, will be its win.
You mentioned data centres, a contentious issue in Ireland, and obviously AI will require a lot more data centres and bigger data centres. Across the European Union, though, is it as much of an issue, or is it something that governments and countries are want to see happen?
We need data. We want data on our fingertips through our mobile devices, and that needs to be housed in data centres, ultimately. And they need to be built somewhere. I think a lot of governments know that this is actually critical national infrastructure. Mm. They are certainly being built. And the Irish companies here, we've got some great national champions who have some of the world's leading talent, engineering talent in the space. Mm-hmm. And they're building a lot of data centres in Europe.
Okay. Grit Young, partner and technology sector leader at EY Ireland. Thank you very much for that.